We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Hannah.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Catherine.
Hey there, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
God made me, I have a purpose. God made me, wonderfully made, part of His plan.
God made each of you different. And here's a question for you. What would it be like if everybody in the whole world looked the same, and if everybody talked the same, and if everybody dressed the same, and what would it look like, Carolyn?
It would be sort of boring because, like, you can't meet, like, funny people. If we were all funny, then nobody would really be funny or something.
You'd be like, haha.
Yeah, it would be kind of boring.
It'd be hard, like, it's like, are you this person? Are you this person? Are you this person?
You couldn't tell people apart.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. What else? You have an idea, Sam?
If everything was the same, maybe the pets were the same, and you see a stray dog on the street, and it's like, is that my dog or a stray dog?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, like, you couldn't really have friends and, like, not friends. Either you, like, get along with everybody or you don't get along with anybody.
It would be kind of boring. I think Carolyn said it right. It just would be boring. You wouldn't want to hang around with the same people all the time. You like friends that are a little bit different than you, right? Carolyn?
It's like also like if you're sad, you need somebody that can really listen to you, and you also need like people to cheer you up.
Okay.
But if everybody's the same, they can't have that.
It's just like hanging out with yourself.
Okay. Well, what are some of the ways you guys are different? Yeah, Carolyn.
Our hair color.
Okay.
Maybe our height.
Uh-huh.
Different families.
Personalities.
Favorite things.
Eye colors.
Mm-hmm.
Tone of voice.
Friends.
Abilities.
Abilities, for sure, yeah.
Interests.
Can we actually say everything? Almost everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of things were different. Well, especially our physical things, right?
Yeah.
How about the churches we go to?
Well, like some church, like my church, is very traditional, and we sing hymns, and pastors like wear robes and stuff, and we have like stained glass windows and all that like really sort of old-timey church stuff. But then there's other people who go to churches where they just wear like jeans or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with the different ways that you go to church.
Right.
But
okay, that's a good point.
Like Alexis, like our church, we have like drums and guitars and stuff. And I think they have like an organ and stuff. Like, but we still dress up.
Right. Okay. But we're not so different in what we believe, right? We believe that Jesus is Lord. Yeah. We've just talked about people right here in this room or people in our area. But how about people from all over the world? How are they different, Alexa?
They have different jobs.
Different jobs. Okay.
They eat differently.
Okay.
Our traditions and cultures are different.
Okay.
But all God's children are wonderfully made.
Different skin, a different size,
but God loves us all the same.
Different, and we all have different jobs to do. Let's read what the Apostle Paul wrote about using all of our gifts together.
Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith.
If it is serving, let him serve.
If it is teaching, let him teach.
If it is encouraging, let him encourage.
If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously.
If it is leadership, let him govern diligently.
If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
God has made us all different, and He's given us different jobs to do. But He wants us to be alike in some ways.
He wants us all to be forgiving.
He wants us to tell others about Jesus.
He wants us to follow Jesus.
He doesn't want us to have idols.
He wants us to serve humbly.
He wants us to be kind and patient.
He wants us to learn about Him.
He wants us to trust Him.
Mm-hmm. All these examples you gave are great, but they're not really about the way we look. They're about what?
How we act.
Who we are. That's right. And God wants us to be like who?
Jesus.
Right. And we can turn to the second chapter in the book of Philippians to find out how Jesus served.
If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ,
if any comfort from his love,
if any fellowship with the Spirit,
if any tenderness and compassion,
then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves.
Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus,
who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped,
but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself
and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Jesus didn't do anything for himself, did he?
Mm-mm.
Who did he do his work for?
God, his Father.
Mm-hmm. And for
us.
That's right. So how big is God? Is God really big?
Huge.
Yes.
Is it something that we can even imagine?
No.
How big it is? And yet God came into the world as a what?
Human.
Human. That's right. Emmanuel, God is with us. God came to the earth as
man.
That's right. And humbled himself and served us. How did he humble himself for us, Alexa?
Well, first of all, he became human.
Okay.
And second of all, he died for us.
He died for us. That's right. That's what you read. He became obedient to death, even on a cross. If God is so big and so strong and mighty, and if he lowered himself by coming into the world to save us, then how should we live, Catherine?
A humble life.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of things can you do to live a humble life? Alexa?
Telling someone that you made a mistake when you did.
Okay. When I think of someone humble, I think of my dear friend, Patty. I think of her kindness, and I think of the way she loves people, and I'm thinking of the way when she's been so sick that she uses this time as a way that she can spread her knowledge of Jesus to others, and she reminds me so much of Jesus. How about you? Do you know some people in your life that remind you of Jesus?
My aunt and uncle, they're missionaries to Africa.
Okay.
And they remind me a lot of Jesus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You.
Oh, my. Thank you. And Hannah?
My mama and papa.
Yeah. And I think we all really need to work hard to try to be more like Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Alexa, will you pray for us?
Dear Jesus, we want to be like you.
We want to love others the way you love.
We want to bring glory to God our Father, like you did.
We want to humbly serve others. Teach us your ways.
Guide us in your truth.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is Karen@KarenAndKids.com.
And our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
We love to hear from our listening friends.
Tell us how God has made you different and how he is teaching and using you.
We can all learn from each other.
And remember,
God made you.
He has a plan for you. And he wants you to humbly serve him.
We want to be like Jesus. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.